Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God ain't made you like anybody else. Don't let nobody tell you that you're anything less, 'cause you are beautiful, beautiful.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
So, yeah, we obviously didn't change it this time, guys. I forgot.
Open up the chat room.
I can't. Jason's going to have to do that for me.
All right, guys. What's God doing in your lives today?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Katie.
Oh, my life? Well, he's teaching me that I need to trust him and be patient. Which, you know, is really hard for me.
I know. What about you, Carter?
Hanging in there.
Wow, you know. That's deep.
It's been a pretty lovely bad day.
All right, well,
I've had
a pretty, you know, pretty good day, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Just avoiding all that butt crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got 413 on the line. How are you?
Oh, hello, peace, joy. I'm just listening this evening. I have enjoyed all things today. I have sung songs to Jesus in case the whole thing was a bit much. And, you know, my favorite song when I was singing to Jesus, it was, you know, it turned out to be Johnny Cash. Ain't No Grace. Oh, really?
I love
Ain't
Johnny
No
Cash.
Grace. Yeah, you know what? I got this from another YouTuber, but Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold His Body Down.
That's right.
I was just kind of saying, don't feel bad if you got to, you know, kill me. It's all right, because Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold His Body Down.
That's a good song.
So that song was with that. I rocked it out with Misty Edwards like crazy. I played everything for him that I thought he would want to hear. And, you know, it was a true blessing to me. I read the Song of Solomon to him. Thou art there, my love. Behold, thou art there. There is no spot or blemish in thee. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, got completely stupid, and it was excellent. And I just wanted to kind of come on tonight at the end of the weekend and just share some fellowship with you guys.
That sounds amazing.
Really,
yeah.
Was.
Everybody should get on, because we have a scheduled Telephone with God meeting in a little bit for later. Because the did it yesterday, and it turned out really good. So we were going to do it again. So.
Can you tell me?
Huh?
I was just wondering, you know, sometimes when you guys all get on and they're sharing a prayer activity or something like this, I wonder, as just a regular person, if I'm, like, muted out anyway, or I just kind of feel like I'm way on the outside, you know, somewhere at that 1 hour into the show mark. And I don't know how to, you know, even talk about it, but I just thought I'd put that one out there.
Oh, yeah, we'll try to include as much people as we can. Don't worry about interrupting us. We like it when people interrupt us. So
yeah, we all come on here just to, I mean, it's for everybody, and we're not trying to make anybody feel left out. We're actually, we're just coming on here so everyone gets a chance to talk. So feel free to cut us off, because everyone,
yeah,
some people talk a lot.
Yeah, and if people just overload, we have Jason, mute him. So.
Well,
yeah,
you want me. You can mute me if you want to.
We don't
want to
mute you, though. You're special.
Right. Well, Greg, I'll hold his body down. But, I mute you guys just in case there's some noise on this side. But I'm with you, okay?
All right. Hey, guys, we really need to open the chat.
Well, where's Jason? Someone needs to call Jason or text Jason.
Right. Katie, can you do it?
I'm doing it right now.
I mean, can you open the chat?
No, I can't.
Oh.
It won't let me.
All right. Stand by. I'm getting angry texts from Judy. No, I'm just kidding.
Where is Judy? Judy needs to hop on here.
Wow, y'all, this sunset is unreal. Oh, my goodness. No, y'all, I've never seen a sunset like this.
Well, no sunset's the same, so, I'm just kidding. Actually, that's a true fact, but never mind.
Judy just texted me and said, can you open the chat? I said, I can't.
Yeah.
Let me.
We're getting there, Judy.
We are trying, Judy. We are trying.
Judy. Where's Dustin? What's Dustin up to?
Oh. I can call him really quick and get him on here. Forcefully.
Yeah,
this is before the show gets going. pre good part of the show.
Man, my camera doesn't do justice, Carter.
It doesn't?
Not at all.
Half
the sky is bright red.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, we got Dustin on here.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, you guys. What's
we're
up?
We're on the radio. Smile
How
to the camera.
Smile for the camera.
Good. How you doing?
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We did a forced call. We didn't wait for you to call in. We just made you come on here instantly. So, ha ha.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Guess I'm in some demand, huh?
Oh, yeah. Anything cool happening to you today?
I feel like God spoke to me earlier and told me that the Great Tribulation is going to start March 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really felt like he put that on me strongly earlier.
We're still gone today, though. I mean, don't let anybody, get thrown off by that, just saying.
Exactly. Still today. But I definitely felt him tell me that earlier through the time when I was meditating, and the time happened to be 3:22, and he also spoke to me about this weekend, which is 2/23. He told me that's a special date because of what the date is backwards, 3/22. So this weekend, 2/23, just happens to be the last day of the Olympics. So, he speaks to me through numbers and different things. But definitely any day now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? You said something about March 22nd. Already happened? What already happened on that date? I forgot.
On that day last year, Obama went to Israel, and I really believe, Carter, that on that day in 2011 is when he got the peace treaty made, the 7-year peace treaty, because that was the beginning of the tribulation. And in Daniel 9:27, it says that in the middle of the tribulation, which is where we are now, that the Antichrist will break the peace treaty and set up the abomination of desolation. So since we're in the middle, that means the treaty must have been already signed in 2011, but now what Israel is agreeing to is agreeing to break it. So they're going to break it by 322, March 22nd, and that's why you're hearing there's going to be a global collapse early March and all these different things. It's because they're preparing for the abomination of desolation to be set up. So it kind of makes sense, man. And you see us waiting any day now, and, you know, getting this strange weather, earthquakes, all kind of stuff, man. So it's exciting, man.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy that earthquake?
It was weird, man. I told you, I happened to plop down on my couch and the whole house shook, and I was being funny.
Because you're so fat, you know.
I am fat. I just ate some wonderful peach cobbler.
Oh, dude, that sounds
so weird. We never get earthquakes here, ever. So
that's crazy.
You know, my cousin even told me there's a lot of people on Facebook saying, you know, God's coming back or something. But I guess that was his way of shaking up everybody down here and letting them know anything could happen. It's the same week we got the bad weather, too. Snow. How's the weather where you're at, Luke? In Oregon?
Rainy. Oregon-y.
Rainy. Oregon-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest.
Pretty much. It gets annoying after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it still, like, super snowy where you're at?
It's melted now, man. So now, and they're talking about it being 60, 70 degrees this week.
Dude, that's like, so weird.
So ridiculous, man. We just got the worst ice storm, snowstorm that we've had in years, and now it's going to be 60, 70 degrees this coming week.
I find it kind of funny, actually.
That's ridiculous. It's like we have a new season every week. That's what it is. The seasons change every week.
Yep.
Max, you got my favorite dog in the world in front of me right now.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
We're in the season, right?
Stop it. Okay. 919.
What's up? Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, is that Zach?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Zach.
How's it going, man?
Hey, Zach.
I'm good. Just got done studying.
Any awesome
today. I'm
news?
So tired. I'm tired of it. Awesome news. No, not really. Just on a personal stuff, nothing really new. I was hearing about you guys talking about March 22nd, and March has been really keeping my eye for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Wonderful. Then we have Nate's 100th day coming up, and it's the day before Judy's birthday. His 100th day, so that's very significant.
Ooh.
That's gonna be on the 27th, and the Miami Heat play that day as well, the day before our birthday. So they have to play New York. They play New York, the capital of Babylon, that day.
There we go.
Then the 23rd, we were talking about this Sunday, next Sunday, the Heat play that day as well. They play Chicago. So I found it very interesting that they have two more games.
Abundantly.
Really?
That number has been popping up since September of last year. There's something about that number. He took me to Ezekiel 23 like 2 days ago to read the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know last year also on 323, not 322, but the day after that is when the false prophet was elected into office. That's when Pope Francis was elected last year. So that's pretty big, pretty big.
Hey, I know God said that Judy would be gone by the time she turns, you know, her next birthday or whatever. And just the fact that 23 is the day before, the 100th day is the day right before her birthday. It's kind of funny.
And it's the last day of the month, the last day of February. So
yeah.
There's not a 29th day this year, is it? I don't think so. I think it's only 28th.
No. I don't think so.
I wonder what's going to go down on the 21st, because that's
and
my birthday.
And then, check this out, brother. There's a, you got a birthday coming up, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna turn 50. But March 1st, there's a new moon. And with the whole Rosh Hashanah Feast of Trumpets thing, they wait till the new moon to celebrate that. And I don't think there's been a new moon since September when they tried the whole Feast of Trumpets. So the real Feast of Trumpets hasn't even been celebrated yet. They're waiting on a new moon, and I think one's scheduled for March 1st. So that's the day after the 28th. So that has something to do with the rapture to a lot of people. So
I think we got Judy on the line. Judy, is that you? I think it is.
Yep, that's me. I'm listening to you, glorious radio hosts. I'm listening, and we'll start our telephone game pretty soon here. Carol's first in line. I'm making a list. Carol will be first. Second will
Carol.
Be Blah. And third will be Katie. Mm.
Anyway. I'm going to do some laundry. Katie.
Go ahead, guys. Go ahead. I think we'll start it pretty soon. And Zach, you're here, right,
oh, yeah.
Zacho?
Yeah.
And
we've got 973. Who's this?
Just Pat.
Wait, Judy was saying something.
Sorry. Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good. Okay, if Elvin calls in, he's 484, I think, and he can help play telephone. And same with Joe, if he wants to call in and play telephone from New York. He
Oh, Joe.
I mean, everyone
Good old Joe.
Not everyone feels comfortable playing the game. Some people feel uncomfortable saying what God's saying, and that's okay. You don't have to, but if the Holy Spirit falls on you in a different way tonight and you feel a word developing in you for somebody else, go ahead and speak it. And if you're in the chat room, feel free to give that word in the chat room. It might be less scary if you were to write it out. But feel no pressure, because tonight's show is about blessing the bride of Christ. God wants to bless his bride. He's about to sweep us off our feet today. He's about to marry us today.
Aww.
The wedding is today. And so he wants to give us some pre-wedding bliss through his love letters to us from each other. And I know that Zach and Luco and Dorabelle are really good at this game, because as you've seen from last night's show, and I've had personal phone calls with them, we played this game long.
Hey guys, good old Joe's here.
Hi everybody.
Joe.
Hi.
What's
up, Joe?
What's up? Oh, hey, what's up? Who's on now?
We got me, Judy, Katie, Carter, Zach, and yeah.
Wait, and there's all the people who called in. Hey, there's Alana who's Judy.
Is
that like a washing machine?
What's that noise?
Yeah, I'm in a laundry room. I'll just mute my phone.
Come on.
I'm doing laundry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Jason, if you're listening, troll alert. We have a troll in the chat room. Can you please get rid of show, TBB? Katie, you can't get rid of trolls, right? Jason has to do it tonight.
I don't even think you're able to get rid of them. So
yeah, Jason
maybe they'll learn something. Maybe they'll listen and have a change of heart.
Do you want them hilarious? What if we got the spirit to land on the trolls, and then they all tweet
exactly.
out?
This is for everybody.
That's
everybody.
Point.
So everybody listen. Don't worry about it. Let
yeah,
God
jokes
deal
on
with
you,
it. You might get zapped.
Yeah.
Listen at your
trolls.
Own
ah.
risk. Listen at your own risk.
Like I'm shaking over here. Yeah, that's what you get.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe we should start out our first game of telephone dedicated to the troll in the chat room. Maybe we should, but Bud said Carol first. Let's do the troll after Carol if he's still around. How's that?
Okay. I vote Zach does the word to the trolls. That'd be so funny.
You want me to do it?
Well, like when it comes, not like, yet. Yeah, we'll do the troll. Let's do Carol first, because God wants to honor the bride first. We'll do the troll
Aww.
After Carol, okay?
Okay.
So are we ready to begin the game? Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Dustin?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We might have a Jason, the Jamaican who loves bacon, may have a word for you as well.
And,
I just
work.
Want to encourage everyone before we start the game to check out Carter for Life. That's Carter on the
Aww.
Phone here. He hosts the show. He has a video he made this morning, and it's amazing, and it's the Lord's word to you from Carter
Aww.
Today, and I highly recommend I put it to my likes. And when Aww. Carter sent me the word on my text this morning, I was completely taken out in the spirit when he texted it to me, so God is speaking mightily through Carter, and Carter made a video about it, so it's easier just to click on the video and see it. And I recommend everyone take the time. It's only a couple minutes, the video, but it's a powerful word from God
Good.
To his bride today. Thank you, Carter.
Mm-hmm. Back off, ladies.
Thank you, Carter.
That's awesome.
Well, I talk called Carter. Eyebrows for life instead of Carter for life.
Aww. Uh-huh. Sweet. Sweet
song. Okay, well, Carol has to get going, so let's do this word for Carol now, guys. Let's focus on Carol. So, Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you that we get to participate with you in blessing the bride and your bride, and we are blessed ourselves as we give these words from your heart to their heart. So, Father, we just ask you right now, as you speak to us about Carol, that Carol would be blessed beyond measure, that Carol's life would never be the same after hearing these words today, because you've spoken a new word and a fresh word to her. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for Carol. God bless Carol as we now tell her a little bit of what you're saying about her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yours, pride and joy, Carol.
He loves talking to you all day, listening.
He says that your faith is a strong tree.
You are delight, you are delight, you are delight.
He said you have great passion. Your enthusiasm is pleasing.
He delights to be with you.
What?
You have really strong wisdom.
Your zeal for the Lord is strong.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Her roommate.
I know.
No problem, man.
Was that you again, Zach?
That was my roommate. He's like, are you 21?
Come on,
yeah.
Zach. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I must got him.
That's
right. Like, oh, come on.
Hey, guys, as we're giving these words to Carol, let whoever's speaking, let them finish their words, and then the next person can give their word. Let's have a little of that kind of order as we do this.
All right.
Do we have any?
Yeah, Jesus just told me that she is beautiful in his eyes because of her heart.
And that he delights to be with her all day.
Whoa, he said your prayers are as beautiful as a hummingbird song.
Oh, poetic.
What a poet.
God told me, Carol, you blessed your family greatly with your faith.
God just told me he was holding up the rapture because of Carol's prayers, and he told me to tell you, sorry, Carol, I can't hold up the rapture much longer. I have to see your face because I love you so much. I have to see you face to face, and thank you for interceding for my bride. Thank you for interceding to my creation, Carol, but I must see you, and I love you, and thank you for letting me hold up the rapture. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. There you go, Carol. Go. Beautiful.
Does anybody have any more words for Carol?
Jesus told me I'm done. For me, I don't know about for you guys.
Yeah, I think I'm done too. Yeah. I was wondering if anybody else had something.
That he delights to be with.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, Pat, that's
right.
Huh?
You want to take it away on the trolls?
Oh, I have a message for the trolls. I can read something Jesus said to Josepha, and I was going to read it tonight. It's so merciful and loving, and I think anybody who hears this is really going to have a good think about where they are because it's so beautiful. It is so pleading and love. And it was put on my heart to read it tonight. But whenever, you know, when there's time, you know, everyone is calling in and speaking because I don't want to hog up the lines. I just want to share, you know, touch hearts.
Yes, hallelujah, and you do. You share beautifully.
This may knock your socks off what I'm going to read. And it's for everybody. But anybody who's questioning God's mercy, this is going to rock them. Because
let's do it when we need a break from telephone. Let's do it.
Okay, later. But this will.
Yeah,
if this doesn't move you, nothing will.
Yeah, we'll do it at any point. And let's do Blah in the chat room. Blah is a male. He's a male, and he's in the chat room. And so let's prophesy and play telephone over Blah next. Are we ready for that? Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's do it.
He told me your strength is great and you hear him really well.
God say he's pleased with your endurance.
Thank
okay,
you for your faithfulness.
Jesus told me that Blah is a great kid and he loves your happiness. And enjoys your enthusiasm. And he says that you're one of his.
So awesome doing this. I gotta say that. Yeah.
What's that?
God says you have a heart of gold. He says you have a heart of gold.
Oh, to blah?
Yeah, to blah.
Yeah, blah, you have a heart of gold. That's awesome.
I just get the overwhelming feeling that he is so pleased. I don't know this soul or whatever, but God is so pleased with this person. He is just so pleased because he's faithful.
Yeah.
He's so faithful. He loves his faithfulness. This person is ready to do anything for God. Anything.
He has great joy when he speaks to me. It's like I can tell his voice is just like such joy talking about them. Him or her, whoever she is, he is.
This person is a great joy to God.
Definitely, I can
feel
the joy when he speaks.
He loves companionship and talking. He just loves this person. He loves to be with this person.
Amen.
And I don't even know who this person is, but I'm just getting these feelings that God just loves this person a lot.
Amen.
There you go, love.
Blah, blah, blah. I had to say it.
That's a dumb name.
There's
how
that.
Do
that's
you
like
spell
our
it?
Thing now with certain people. Like, we got good old Joe and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, dear.
I pray in the name of Jesus for every person who's receiving a word and every person giving a word that we would all get tickled by God, and he would tickle our five senses. Lord, you know that we really missed you, and we wanted to be raptured already, but while you're waiting to get us, can you please tickle us so we can tolerate being here another hour? I pray, God, that people would feel you touch their five senses, that they would smell you, see you, hear you, touch you, taste you, God, in the room. And even as you pour out your spirit like that tonight, I pray that people will tell us what you're doing to them. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you for the manifestation of your beautiful Holy Spirit, because you delight to touch us. You delight for us to go by faith, but you also delight to touch your children. You delight to tickle us. You delight to tantalize the five senses that you gave us. So we thank you, Jesus, that you'll do that for us tonight here as your bride. We thank you, God, that you want to touch us and get us good like you do me and like you do John and like you do many others that I know you touch, Jason and so many people, Lord. I just thank you that would be an extra gift from your heart to ours today. And Father, thank you for Luco. Thank you for Luco Evans. Thank you for his testimony and his life. Thank you for taking him and making him a superhero in less than like a month. Mm-hmm. God, you have transformed Luco Evans, and we just want to bless Luco with telephone right now. So anyone that has a word for Luco from God, please feel free to share.
Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You said you're going to have a great time.
You will be busy,
a little
my
late
son.
Back.
You will be busy. He's going to keep you busy up there.
He says that me and you are working together.
With Luke, man.
What was that?
With Luke, man, 75% of the world.
What was that?
He told me he's more pleased with you, Luke, than 75% of the world.
Oh,
whoa.
Look at that.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, you're a joy to him.
Really? And I know why, because I know you personally, brother, and I know what you've been dealing with and how fast you've grown. Like Judy said, a month, man. It's been amazing. It's been amazing to see you grow, man.
What did you say, Zach? I think you said something, but...
Yeah, me and you will work together, he said that.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But of course.
Luco, are you able to see the chat room?
No.
Okay, if we're playing telephone with you and you're not able to see the chat room, please let us know, because then I can start to read to you what people are saying.
Oh, okay.
Or, or somebody else can reach you. But so far, what I see is that Stacy in the chat room said, Gluco, your angels are so excited to meet you.
He said you have a great heart.
He said you will lead many souls to me.
Yeah, I got that too. He said, with Gluco, I will do a new thing, and much work will be done through him.
Yes, exactly.
Gluco is one of God's strongest soldiers because of his compassion.
Amen.
Samson just told me that he told him to unmute him. Or he told us to unmute Samson. That's what God told Samson.
Oh, God told him to unmute you?
No, Samson wants to be unmuted. That's basically what he's saying.
Who does that? Does Katie do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Is she there? Katie, are you there?
Sorry, Samson.
I think she is just here.
Maybe somebody could text her and ask her to unmute him. I don't know.
Really quick, I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for all the words you were getting for me. It really does mean a lot. So, yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're a sweetheart, honey. You are a sweetheart.
Of course.
You're a sweetheart.
You,
God loves the sincerity, you know, in the heart to belong to him. He loves that you have such faith and believe in him. And he knows you'll do anything for him. Anything. Because you love him. You love your brothers and sisters.
Gluco, Blah in the chat room says, Gluco, you are not a disappointment. He enjoys you very much.
Thanks, Blah.
And God said, Gluco has taught many to smoke me, to smoke Jesus. And Gluco has taught many to hear my voice. And I'm pleased with you, Gluco. Thank you for teaching them to hear my voice and to smoke spiritual crack.
Oh. That makes me happy. If he's pleased, I'm pleased.
And Stacy in the chat room says, Gluco, you're sensitive because the Holy Spirit is sensitive.
Amen.
And Carter says, Gluco is the best spirit dealer around.
Beautiful.
You know, instead of drug dealer, like spirit dealer. True,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
High on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just glowing, huh? Oh, he just said real strong, this one is mine. Yes, he said it real strong, like, this one is mine.
Wow.
He ain't letting you go, honey. Ever.
That's good to know.
He's got you. He ain't letting you go. God is a jealous God, so he ain't going to let you go. You're his. Boy, he meant that. He said, he is mine.
God just told me Luke is a blessing to my life.
Yes. apparently you have a gift of touching and reaching souls. I mean, I don't know all you guys so much, you know, but I know what I'm hearing and feeling that you have a very gift. You have a gift with souls of reaching them, or, you know, touching them, or bringing them on board. You know, you're very gifted that way. He loves that. He loves that. He's very grateful for that. You know, he's given you gifts, special gifts to do that, because your heart is his. It doesn't belong to anybody else. You have a great way with souls to attract them to God.
Leroy.
What's God got to say about Leroy?
He says Leroy is the man.
Leroy hurts my throat.
Leroy's your band name when we have our band in heaven.
Cool.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
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 Yellow.
Am I on air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We have a lot of callers on the line, so I'm, like, trying to let everyone on, but at the same time, it's, like, 15 people, so.
Wow.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Katie?
Samson.
Go ahead and don't answer the calls, because we're doing the show differently tonight. And so tell the people they can stay on the line, and we'll probably let them talk in the last hour, maybe the last half hour or something.
Okay. Well, they heard it. So we're not taking callers right this second, so.
Yeah, we're playing telephone.
Bye-bye.
So.
No, I'm just kidding.
anywho, but if it you got – can you unmute Samson, Katie?
Yeah, I just don't – hold on.
I think it's like 484.
484, okay.
It's 484, yeah.
Right. He's unmuted.
I was unmuted, and then she muted me again.
Do you have a word for Luco? We're finishing up here for Luco, Cuco.
Luco. All right, 1 second. Apparently you make him smile.
That's good.
I bet.
And you believe what he tells you. And he is pleased by that. That's all.
All right. If you guys want to, thanks again, everybody. If you guys want to move on to the next one, I mean, that's all good.
Now we want to talk about Luke forever, man. We just love you.
Did I miss the word for me? Did I miss my word?
Yeah, Katie's next. So we're going to, and if you have a room, Katie, are you allowed to, can you see the chat room, or do I need to tell you what the chat room's saying?
I can't see the chat room, so yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right, Lord, we thank you for Katie, and Lord, we thank you that you're going to bless her right now. We give her words from your heart to hers. In Jesus' name, we just pray that your peace would come over Katie right now in your beautiful son's name as we bless her with words from heaven.
You're Katie, you're humble and you're enduring a lot. He's pleased by what you're enduring. keep your focus on him and eyes to him, and blessings are coming.
Oh, hey, Katie. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
He said you're his little princess.
Yeah, that's the feel I'm getting, like little princess, yeah. Cute. Sweetheart, a sweetie.
He says you're his sweet Southern Belle.
Aww.
Love, Revy.
Barbara Jean. Yeah. Stacy in chat said, Katie is mine, says the Lord. And Sherry in chat says, Katie is my sparrow.
Oh, beautiful.
And Stacy said, Daddy's girl.
That's awesome. Thank you all.
We love you, sweetheart.
We're not
Jesus
done.
Told
We're
me
not
that,
done. Hang tight.
Okay.
Jesus said that you're his faithful bride. And that you listen to every word he says.
Sherry said, wow, he adores you, Katie. And the way she said it in chat, it's almost like she felt it, because she said, wow, he adores you, Katie. And I have to say that's the truth, because he told me that you were adorable when you were angry at him for not coming yet. He told me, isn't she adorable when she's mad? And I said, yeah.
Hey, Katie, you know Joe?
Yeah.
He said, the Lord said that your works do not go unnoticed. You are a happy thought to him in this time.
Katie,
you've blessed your family greatly with showing them what God is showing you. That's what he just told me.
Yeah.
Proclaiming it without being afraid.
Wow.
Stacy in chat says, God says that he loves it when you pout. And Blah Talk says, Katie, soon you won't have to cry ever again. And that's what Blah got.
Beautiful.
Really? Blah got that?
No, Blah got that word.
Whoa.
Blah,
soon
blah,
you won't have
blah.
To cry. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Soon you won't have to cry ever again. But that's beautiful, because I bet it's today.
Wow.
Let everybody try to make Katie cry now. No, just kidding.
You said
thank
you're
y'all, those
servant.
Are really
Katie.
Good words.
We
Katie.
Love you, Katie.
Roll Tide.
Wait, we're not done yet.
I like how we have like our little smoke circle. We're just like passing the pipe.
Pretty much. No passing the thing going on here.
Katie. Are you wanting something deeper?
I'm satisfied with the word now. Judy just said we're not done yet.
Okay.
The Lord told Sherry that the Lord said he has placed her high above many to be close to him. The Lord says he has placed Katie high above many to be close to him.
Beautiful.
And Stacy said, God said, Katie, stop beating yourself up. But I love Sherry's work. The Lord said he has placed Katie high above many to be close to him. Wow, that sounds like a princess in a castle, if you ask me, huh, Lugo?
Yep.
Yeah, he said he didn't have a castle, so. He just told me that you were
Hey, Katie.
Also.
Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently you're a damsel in distress and he's coming to rescue you.
Aww.
Whoa. Oh, yay.
Perfect
analogy.
That's
what
I want. Sweet.
A knight on a white horse. Sweep you right onto the horse. Take you away.
Katie,
keep you for himself.
Everyone is saying amen in the chat room toward you because a lot of people really love you, and they say, Katie, someone said, Katie, I can see you having tea time like a princess in heaven.
That's sweet.
Katie, the Lord's smiling at you right now.
Jesus has told me, he said, I am. Like a grain of wood.
There you go, confirmation.
That's a huddle bug.
Aww.
Hey, Heidi.
Yes. Why am I getting so many words?
Leah has a word that says, God says, she is my beautiful flower made into pure perfection, keeper of my words and lover of all. Mine is always abound, provides me with so much joy with beautiful hair.
He just showed me he was comparing you to a rose.
Oh, how beautiful.
That's awesome.
Wow, and then he just said flower. Wow. Apparently he's giving you what you need.
Amen.
Hey, Katie, remember how God always plays with your hair?
Yeah. Yeah, Judy?
It might feel uncomfortable that we're spending so much time on you, but that's the way the Holy Spirit's doing it. So, but just remember, as we're giving you these words, we're probably getting drunker than you, so don't feel self-conscious about it. We get more hammered than the person receiving, so you know you're gonna just have to listen until everyone's done because I have a feeling he's still not done with you.
Good.
Hey, Katie, do you know anything about a horse or a pony?
I know I have a lot of horses.
50.
Okay. So he's showing me something about a horse or a pony. I'm not sure.
For a princess.
You told me you're going to have a heart-shaped bed.
Sweet.
That's cute. Goes with the princess.
Right?
Yeah, sure does.
Hey, Blah in the chat room said Katie. Okay, he said daughter. I will wipe away every tear.
Beautiful.
I'm getting cracked out right now.
That's the point. You got the pipe passed to you.
And Stacy heard God tell her, he said to Stacy, he said, tell Katie he would not change one thing about her.
Beautiful.
Whoa, I just got drunk on that. Whoa.
That is so
beautiful.
He told
Sherry, he says he can't wait to walk with you in a secret garden he made just for you.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
No way.
Okay, girl. You go, girl.
That's cool.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Hey, Zach. Or Luco, can you? I'm keep getting this pony horse thing. Can you investigate something on that?
Yeah, I'll see what he means.
Wait, hold on. I'm a jackass. I can help. No kidding.
Yeah. Let's go have Donkey over there.
yes.
Donkey.
You
know,
are you sure it's not a donkey, Elvin?
I know what God's saying, okay? Are you ready for this word, Katie? I got
it.
Ready?
Oh, my God.
You just got a glory fart. You just got a glory fart. Did you get that glory fart, Katie? That's what that's all about.
Did you legitimately fart in the phone or what?
Oh, well, kidding. Like, glory farts don't, like, really stink, so I did it with my mouth.
Oh, okay. All right, don't pass her, don't, all right, guys, don't pass her the pipe anymore.
Yeah. All right.
She's done.
Judy's, like, tripping out right now, so.
So I got a lot of horses, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Horse ranch.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Hey,
yeah,
Katie,
he told me that
you're
going to be a great writer.
Yeah, Zach, right? God just told me they're going to be different colors, like red and purple and green. They're not just, they're going to be all different colors. Oh, my gosh, that's so cool. Like
a rainbow.
Horse?
Whoa.
Rainbow. Rainbow horse.
Green.
She's actually legitimately going to have a unicorn that shoots rainbow out of its butt. Like, legitimately.
Anything can be in heaven. Anything. Anything. Anything you want.
Blah's joking, but he says she's going to have a donkey ranch.
Donkeys are good.
And when you call it, you're going to go, donkey!
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, Katie, how are you feeling right now?
Rapture-centric.
Good answer.
Amen.
Stacy in the chat room said, Katie, God said to get ready, get used to this feeling that you have right now. Whatever you're feeling right now, God said get used to it.
Cool.
It's going to be
nice
normal
for me.
You know, I think how she feels right now, I could be wrong, but she's feeling flattered because so many people are saying so many nice things to her and about her. And see, God is the greatest flatterer of all. See, he flatters.
She's
he flatters
right
all day long.
Yes,
if you'll just listen, if you will just listen to God, he will flatter you and whisper sweet nothings in your ears all day long. And so
yes,
I think that that's what Stacy's word was. Stacy's word was get used to this feeling. Katie, get used to being told by God himself how wonderful you are and how pleasing you are to him. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Honey, beautiful. Be happy, Katie. He wants you to be happy, really happy. Not worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing.
Okay, I'm feeling like this oil being poured over my head right now. This is really weird. I don't know. I'm feeling oil on my head. I don't know.
You're feeling what, Zach?
I'm feeling oil being poured over my head.
Mm.
I'm just
again.
Praying a little bit and like,
not again.
Oh, no.
You know what you're doing, Mr. Cocoon.
Yeah, Zach, I know exactly what's going on over there.
Okay, yeah, Zach, you better share your liquor with us. Hey, Katie, Blah said, Blah had another word for you, and Blah doesn't usually get words like this, but this is, like, really special. Blah said, Katie, I want you to be happy forever. I will give you beauty. I will give you beauty for ashes.
Wow. Wow, thanks, Blah.
Roll Tide.
Dude, Katie, you are, like, on a roll over here.
Are
you're
we
like,
still
you need
going
to
for
the
me?
Bowl after you.
Katie, the young princess in charge.
I think Blah is a new stalker of Katie's. Uh-oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get to the rapture now.
Get to the rapture.
Blah's all mad at me. He's like, I don't stalk people, Judy. You stalk people.
Katie, get to the rapture. We got to go now.
Love it.
Do it again, Samson. Do it again.
Oh, it's cute.
That was me, Judy.
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, Oh, hey, wait. You're having a request from the chat room, Samson, to do your Get to the Rapture Now voice.
All right, all right. Hold on.
Me. Get to the Rapture Now.
That's so funny. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, gosh. That's cute.
Okay. Well, now that Katie's been flattered enough for 15 years and she's only going to be here for today, we can move on.
Let's move on
to Jason and Ashley. You guys know Jason Chambers, the host of, you know, the morning show, and Jason Chambers, and he has a beautiful wife named Ashley. So let's get both of them, but let's, when you get words from God, you know, give them individually for each of them. Hallelujah. If you get words for them as a couple, that's fine too, but also remember they're individuals. So as a couple and individual. Hallelujah.
Jason, you're a teddy bear.
My warrior son.
Jason, you and your wife have many gifts coming from the Lord, and you guys are some of the most blessed people in Kansas.
Yeah, and to add on to Dustin's word, Jason, apparently you haven't seen the full max of him slaying you in the spirit.
Going off of that, Jesus told me that he's a strong, powerful bride.
Yes, amen to that. Absolutely. Second the motion. Amen.
What was the wife's name again?
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley. Apparently, when he gets slain, you might have to help him because it's going to be intense. But you might also get slain too in trying to help him.
He said you're a light that breaks the darkness.
He said that you're my flower and you have great teeth.
He said you've come such a long way, but the journey gets only better from here.
Amen.
Love you, big homie.
Someone in the chat room says, Jason... Stacy in the chat room says, God says you are a gentle giant.
Amen.
Hey, Ashley, your family's going to be okay, he's saying.
And Veronica has a word for Jason and says, Jason is not just a warrior, he is my warrior.
Yes, amen. Amen. Absolutely. You're going to work with him up in heaven.
And Blah Talk from the chat room says, tell him, Jason, oh, you mighty man of God. I don't know, he's saying it kind of funny. Tell him, Jason, oh, you mighty man of God.
Amen. Amen.
Jason, Stacy in the chat says, Jason, God said you have many gifts and callings.
Amen.
Done.
I got one more for Jason. Jason, you stored up a lot of treasure for what you did for me, brother. You know what I'm talking about. But you stored up a lot of treasure for what you did for me, man. So I love you, and I appreciate you.
Hey, Leah got a word for you, Jason. She said, "Fool for me who I love, gatekeeper of my word in your heart who blesses all he know. I see
wow.
when you give in secret, and I will give you many rewards."
Beautiful.
Is Leah not able to call in? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, she's just listening, but she's texting me the words she gets to, about people.
Oh, that's so amazing. In the chat room, Stacy says, "You, for Jason, you asked for so less. I will give you more and more. Make you one of the greatest in my kingdom." And from Sherry, God says, "The Lord says, Ashley is a calm strength. She is a beautiful dove, and Jason is my general." Wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Got that last night, too.
Whoa. Do you feel that oil? Oh, my goodness.
This is truth. This is truth. Yep, you hit it right on the head. That's what we got last night.
Wow. Okay, Eric got one. Eric says, OMG, whoa, haha. He says, "I just got that he is strong for listening to my voice and for not judging brothers and sisters like others." Oh, my goodness. Wow. And I guess Eric
That's
is
so
kind of
true.
Blown away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric is, like, being touched right now, but he said, "I just got that Jason is strong for listening to my voice and for not judging brothers and sisters like others." And, and Stacy got beauty and my warrior.
Amen.
He just told me that Jason's a lover, not a fighter, even though he is mighty in my name.
He told me that he's highly favored, that he's very favored.
If he's a lover, not a fighter, why is he always kicking and muting people out of the chat room?
He said, "But he's mighty in my name." Did you catch that? Yeah, I'm smelling butt crack over there, Elvin.
Even Jason gets dirty diapers.
God is good.
Is he ever?
Oh, Leah got a word for Ashley.
Hey.
Okay. Ashley, a jewel in my kingdom, quietly helping others for no reward. I have seen all you do, soft heart who delights me. Your smile brings me joy every day.
And Ashley, a word from God to you is from Law in the chat room says, "Daughter, rest in me." Ashley, daughter, rest in me.
Real quick, I just wanted to thank Jason personally for all the help and encouragement he's giving me. So thanks, Jason.
Me too, Jason. Thank you for who you are, you and Ashley both. And I am not, I'm not getting a word, but God's just letting me feel in my entire body his passion and pleasure for both you and Ashley. And that's why he's coming to rapture his bride. He can't contain this any longer. I mean, this is like torture. This has become torture, so he's coming to get us, and he can't hold back, but he told me today that none of the dates that he gave were phony because he was planning on coming. He never lied. It's just that
there was plenty of bridal members that were giving him permission to take his time because they knew it was hard and he wanted to get a few more ready, but he just can't contain himself any longer, and he's coming, and we're going to understand it all in the blink of an eye why we even had to wait, but we won't be waiting. He's coming today, and today means today, literally, and today means February, and God, Jason and Ashley, it's people like you that make him have to come today, because he has to see you face to face. And I can feel it in my body, but I can't, you know.
Oh, anyway, beautiful. Beautiful, Judy.
And thank you, Jason, for taking over the radio when I'm not able to do it. I really appreciate that and opening the chat room for me.
Sherry said, Ashley gives Jason strength. They are meant to be together. They are blessed by the Father. When one of them is down, the other one gives strength. They are made one by their love for God.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. How true. How true.
God really loves Jason. God really loves you, Jason, a lot, man. He loves your wife as well. He really loves you a lot for coming from where you come from, man, and you've come so far. I appreciate
Amen.
You. I love you like a brother, man.
Beautiful souls to God's kingdom.
Stacy said in the chat room, match made in heaven. And then Sherry in the chat room said, God loves their marriage.
Amen.
Yeah, they are. And Stacy said, Jason, you felt like you knew Ashley from before, and you did. And Stacy's having a hard time saying it because God's talking too fast, so she's laughing. She's going, LOL, he's talking too fast.
Leah says, Jason, God says strongly, you have never disappointed me. I have loved you in all your weakness, which has made you strong.
Are we finished with Jason and Ashley, guys? Are we finished? Is everyone finished?
I'm finished.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Yeah, I'm really super hammered right now, so I almost forgot.
I know.
I almost forgot who we were prophesying over. I was really lost. I'm like, wait, who are we prophesying? But anyway, Jason and Ashley, beautiful, and thank you so much. And the next person we're going to prophesy over is our friend from the UK, Gary. He's our rapture-centric family, Gary Lee. And he's the guy that's sitting on his motorcycle. If you go on his YouTube page, he's sitting on a motorcycle. Anyway, he lives in the UK. And Brother Gary is going to get a word from God. And I also want to pray, before we give Gary his word, for all the family of God right now, that if you're not hearing God and you're not giving a word, you're not less in the kingdom. We're not any better than you. Some of us, we can hear God's voice. He's still speaking to you, okay? Just know he is. But we can hear his voice, so that's why we're giving these words. And we are no better than you. And if you want what we're doing right now, God told me to tell you, you have it. Believe what I'm telling you, and you can feel free to speak it, says the Lord. He's telling me to tell you that. Tressie, Eric, don't think that you can't do what we're doing right now. You can. God will talk to you about other people, and he is. So just ask him to open your spiritual ears so that you can hear what he's saying. If you want to participate, and if you don't want to participate in the game, but you just want to receive, that's okay too, okay? We're all at different places in our walk with the Lord, and God loves us all, okay? So I just don't want anyone to feel like they're left out. God's heart is all-inclusive. This wedding is all-inclusive. He invited everyone to this wedding.
Right.
The only reason why they're not going, most of them, is because they didn't accept the invitation. But we did, and we're blessed for it. So we rejoice right now because God says we're awesome, and we know we're awesome, and therefore we can be awesome and play telephone with you. Okay, so let's give a word to Gary. In Jesus' name, let's bless Gary.
He said he's proud of you.
He says all your troubles and worries are over, Gary.
This soul is a delight to me.
He said, Gary is such a great joy to me. I heard his voice sound like, he sounded like a little kid at the candy store. He was like, Gary!
Aw, that's sweet. Oh.
I feel so drunk. I can't even move.
I know,
right? I know.
I can't move.
Oh, everything is glowing as lights around. It's like I'm in La La Land.
Hey,
like,
Gary.
All the important
Never mind. I don't have to read the chat room because I just realized Gary's in the chat room so he can see it. So never mind.
You said Gary is such a delight to me. He makes me smile. He sounds so excited talking about you.
Yeah, he said this soul is a delight to me. That's what I got. Exactly.
Gary, yesterday God told me that he has certain people in his family who have to give expeditions in heaven and take people to explore the very heights and depths of what he's created, and that'll be in the new millennial reign as well. But anyway, you're going to be one of those people that leads expeditions. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine, young lady.
Is that Jason?
Yes,
it is, young lady.
Oh, Jason, hi.
Thanks a lot, Jason. You just knocked me off my chair.
Oh.
I didn't mean to knock you off your chair. Katie said that she had to step out, so I was trying to fill in for her.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's funny that Jason just said that, because God was giving me the similar word that he gave to Jason's wife, Ashley, for Gary, is that, oh my gosh, that that Gary would be participating with God and giving expeditions around heaven and exploring trips with different people. And so I just thought that was really cool. Anyway, God bless you, Gary. You're going to have fun doing this with the Lord and with others, and God's going to show you amazing things in heaven. I see caves, and I see waters, and you're not going to, when you go explore the water, you will not need like we need now wetsuits and all different kinds of for underwater. You'll be taking people in deep caves and deep waters and on high mountains, and it's going to be wonderful, Gary. You know, God tells me you like to explore, and you will be exploring a lot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful. There's a lot.
I never know if my battery dies or if I cut out, but Blonde said I sound weird, almost like a donkey. Do I sound weird? I am pretty drunk.
No, you're fine.
Sorry, guys, if I missed anything, I had to come back in as host on the phone. Otherwise, the show would have cut out at the end. So if I missed anything, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Eric and Veronica in chat. Oh, never mind. I don't have to say it because he can see. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't interrupting. I just was coming back.
No, you're fine. We're still giving words for Gary. Good, thank you.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
No, you don't have to. But you could go change your diaper. We don't mind.
It's not full yet. Thank you for asking.
Oh, dear. Only God's children.
Jason, I posted a video to my likes called Olympic Farting, and it's an Olympic ice skater who's farting, and I posted it to my likes. I did it just for you. I really hope you enjoy it, so you got to check it out.
I will watch it. I really will, as soon as the show's over.
And Blah in chat said Jason should mute himself, and that was a joke.
No, I know. I am so spiritually hungover from yesterday's words. I mean, I'm not sad about the rapture not happening yet. I am just still in complete awe. I mean,
right, numb.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this isn't for Gary. This word is for Jason. Jason, can you see the chat room, or do I have to read it to you?
No, I can see it.
All right, did you see what Eric just said?
Yeah, the Lord told me that Jason is going to be muting people in heaven, when that will be his greatest power.
It's from Veronica.
So I'll be able to say something like, silence, you fools, and they'll be quiet.
I know that was a true word from God, because God messes like that. He messes around like that.
Oh, yes, he does. He has a sense of humor.
I feel like I'm interrupting you guys reading across on someone, so if you are... Please just tell. I don't know where we're at. I've missed the whole show. I haven't listened to it at all.
Oh, it's okay. All we're doing is playing telephone, and we've got through like five people, and the next one is Tana, and then Tressie, and then Maya. Maya is the next one, but we're on Gary. Does anyone have any more words for Gary? Is anyone still there?
Yeah. There is, and there's other people that want to come on the line.
Yep, I'm here. I'm here. I'm just staying shut.
770 is on with us now, too. I'm not sure who it is.
Hey, it's Christine from Atlanta.
Hey, Christine from Atlanta.
Hi. I was telling Judy I went away for like 24 hours, and I feel like I've been away from you guys forever. I was like, I can't get in touch with my peeps. We were in the mountain. I know that I was with you guys in spirit, but I feel like I missed so much. And then I went to get on tonight, and my internet went down, and that's when I called in. I was like, Lord, I need to reconnect. So, hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Amen.
I love
I
you guys. I love all of you.
Power.
We love you, too.
No, the Lord, yes, we've had power. And today was 60 degrees, so praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Send it to
And hi, Pat. I've missed
Hi,
you since
sweetie.
This
how
morning.
You doing?
I'm well.
Good,
tired
good.
Today.
Glad to hear
Everybody
you.
Everybody just yanked all my spiritual energy out of me last night, and I just
I know.
I'm a walking
I know,
zombie
right?
today.
I know.
It is
exactly.
beautiful.
No. Gorgeous.
I'm going to try to be quiet so you guys can give words to people. You guys, Judy, you should fit Christine into this deal because I bet you she's, that one's going to be a hoot.
Oh, yeah, Christine, we're playing telephone. Do you know how we play that game?
I do not, but I'm in.
Okay. So we hear God and then we tell people what he's saying about them. So we just finished with Gary and from the chat room, and next we're going to do I'm going to call her Tana Lee is her name in the chat room, Tana Lee. And we're just going to ask God, you know, what he has to say about her. And then whatever he says, we say it. And if he doesn't, you know, if you're not hearing what he's saying to you, feel free not to say anything, of course. But feel free to minister what you believe God is saying to her. And so we're going to start with her next. And then we'll do you too, Christine. So hang on the line.
Okay.
Christine, just a warning. I've been twisted up all day since they did it to me last night. You might need to sit down.
I'll get in the fetal position right now.
There you go.
Is Zach and Elvin and Luco still there?
I'm here.
And Carter still there?
What's his area code?
I don't know, but I think there are other people like Shorty, Leah, that want to get on the line. Do you know Leah's number, Jason? Can you let her on the line?
I think she is.
Oh, she's not muted. Okay. All right, so let's do Tana. She's a female, and she's in the chat room, and she loves Jesus, and she's rapture-centric. So let's see what God has to say about her. And then after these three people, we'll take a break, and Pat can share her story, and then we can maybe play some more. Okay, you guys remember, it's effortless. Ministry is effortless. So if you're feeling tired and worn out right now, feel free to not say anything. No, what we give right now is the abundance of the overflow of God's heart through us to others.
Yeah, you're us.
So right. Just so you know, like, God, you know, if you feel like I'm done with this game because now
it's
I'm feeling
so
like it's a work.
Unmute me.
You're unmuted, brother.
Oh, all right, never mind.
I just wanted to tell you that because, you know, the Lord will renew your strength. And, like, let's say if you're getting tired right now, ask God to renew you, or just feel free to, you know, not play it and just receive. God is, this is effortless and this is supposed to be fun, and it is fun, and it's energizing when it's the Lord doing it through you. And when it's not the Lord,
beautiful.
You get really So praise the Lord. So thank you, God, for Tana Lee. Sorry that I'm saying her name wrong probably, but you know who she is, and we know her from the chat room, and we love her. She's in God's rapture-centric family. And, Lord, we just ask you to bless her right now as you speak to us about her beautiful, the beautiful person you created in her, Lord. And as you speak to us about her, we pray that you will touch her five senses and she will feel your love like never before. Yes. In Jesus' name. And I don't have to read what the chat room is saying about her because she's in the chat room, so I won't be doing that. Anyway. All right. Take it away, Brian.
Okay, yeah. We were linked to Katie's phone. And she hung up, so.
Hey, Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to hang up and call back because my battery's about to die and I have to change it, and I will call back.
All
so
right.
If you could just pick me up.
All right.
Okay, bye.
No problem.
So, Luco, she's not listening right now? I guess not. So I guess we'll move on to someone else?
No, Tana is listening. He said Katie's not here. No, we're prophesying over
yeah.
Tana Lee.
Oh, okay. We kind of were gone for a little bit because we were really confused of why it was so silent.
mm-hmm. Oh, that's so funny, yeah. That's funny. You know, we're ministering right now to Tana Lee, and she hasn't gotten a word yet. So ask God what he thinks about her. She's in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
She's in the chat room.
I got Christine from Atlanta. I just got that. She's tender-hearted, just like
just like Jesus, gentle and cherished. Those are the words.
Amen.
That I just
sounds
thought.
Right. That sounds right.
Wow, he said you were as wise as an owl.
He says your kind heart for other people makes him happy.
That's my brother, Dustin Sharon.
My brother, Jace.
Oh, Jason, your voice got deeper, man.
I did that for you, brother.
I remember a while ago you said you didn't hit puberty, but now it makes sense.
I'm not trying to interrupt Tana's words, so go on.
Cool. All right, I'll try to focus now after that. Okay. No.
It's okay, Luco. You can have ADD, but it's part of the gift.
All right.
God usually works through you better when you're all spaced out, because then it's not you and it's him.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I always pray for him to clear my mind whenever he's, like, about to give words, whenever I give words to people.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Tana? I just heard God say, I give her the desires of her heart. I love her. So whatever your desires are, you get them all, and he's the one that placed them there. He loves you, and he can't wait to give them to you. Hallelujah.
Hey, 818, you're on with everybody, too, so feel free to share.
Oh, it's me, Tana.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
We get to hear the voice of the one we're ministering to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, hi. Yes. Thank you.
You're
all.
You're a sweetheart.
And Tana, are you able to see in the chat room what they're saying so I don't have to read it?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
It says that Tanley is beautiful and that she is mine.
Thank you.
He says you're more precious than the purest of gold.
Wow.
Can you see the chat, Tana?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
My child, do not worry about anything. Give me all.
See.
Soft like a dove.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
John just showed me a picture of Jesus at a pool party, and he's standing on the water.
he can
show
do
off.
That.
Set the show off, man. He did set the
like,
show off.
Everyone's in the water playing. Pool party and Jesus is standing on the water.
Jesus is like, look what I can do.
I'm going to have him like put that on our likes so you can see this. It's pretty funny. Anywho, Are we finished with our beautiful Tana? Does anyone have another word? Or are we moving on to Trusty Trustmark from Norway? Anything more for Tana? Going once,
oh,
going twice, going three times. Jason, I'm calling back in 1 minute, okay?
All right, I'll be looking for you.
Okay.
In Judy time, that's like an hour, just saying.
Okay, so God bless you, sweetheart, and let's move on to
Thank
Trusty
you.
Trust Norway.
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah.
Thank you,
try.
All. Thank.
Love you, sweetie.
We love
you.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for
hey,
everything.
Guys.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got 24 minutes left in the show before it goes to podcast, which means another hour after that. But anybody that wants to share in all this does need to call into the show to go into that podcast time. So get about 23 and a half minutes. Make sure you do call in again. I'll try to warn people again in the last 5 minutes.
Okay, and if they don't call in, they can listen to it in the archives later on, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So let's go. Let's pray for Trusty Trustmark in Norway. He has two birds. His birds' name are Bobby and Amanda, and he's made videos about them. And he's the guy that melts the ice. He's the one from Norway that made a video on the ice melting and got like 23,000 views or something like that.
So do you want us to get a word for his birds too?
The rapture budgies. Rapture budgies.
Actually, God does have a sense of humor, and I don't know why I brought up his bird, so I have a feeling that God wants to bless Trusty and wants to say something about his birds, too.
I love his birds. Oh, they're so cute. They're just priceless.
I bet he'll have many more.
Precious.
All right, we lost Judy, so we're waiting for her to come back.
He said that... He was like, your birds are going to be more beautiful up here than they are down there.
Aw, they are sweet.
Your birds make jokes about you. But it's all out of love. They still love you, man. And Tracy is a great messenger of God. I feel God saying that. Tracy is a great messenger of God.
Yes. That's what I'm feeling, a great messenger.
Jesus said he's going to have a great blessing for what he's done. He's opened many people's eyes.
Exactly. Amen.
He said, it's time to come home. It's time to come home. I have something to give you.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen is right. Wow.
Judy, you're back on.
Thank you.
Tracy has a great heart.
God laughs.
He said he does everything for me. He does everything for me.
Amen.
Yeah. Everything. Hook, line, and sinker. He does everything for God.
He said you're going to have a great blessing there, far beyond what you can think. You can't imagine it, so don't think.
Wow.
Just believe.
Lovely. That's lovely.
Anything else for Tressie? Hello?
I think that's it. I think that's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it, he's a leader and a lover, and God made him a leader and a lover, and he will be leading many and loving many as he welcomes them to heaven. As he does the things that God has planned for him, he will be leading and loving on them, because God says they need to be led and they need to be loved. So, Tressie, God thanks you for being his loving leader. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Amen.
You are mighty.
In the chat, they keep saying, ask him about the road. I guess Tressie wants to know something about a road. Ask him about a road.
If anyone knows anything about Tressie's robe, if God's showing you anything about his robe, he'd like you to say, because I guess God has said something about Tressie about a robe, and he doesn't really know what it means. So if I have this wrong, Tressie, correct me, but that's
no, you don't.
Like
he said it's a robe of glory that he will have in his kingdom because he's one of his favorite sons.
Well, I know biblically he has a robe of righteousness.
Yeah.
And not a gown of salvation. A robe of righteousness means that you've been righteous here on earth, and
yeah,
you're going to be able to determine in heaven. So when someone sees you with a robe of righteousness, that means they know that you were doing what you were supposed to do down here for them. For God.
Amen.
I mean.
Amen.
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 Pat, what did you say about his robe? What did you say?
That
you
is,
say it
that's
again?
It's a robe of glory to just, you know, as a thankful for his of righteousness. Well, maybe I've got the wrong word, but meaning the righteousness that he is one of his most favorite sons.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It's a reward. It's a reward for being so faithful. Because this person just gives his all to God. That's what I'm getting, that he is just totally all for God. Even when he had the rapture, the rapture budgies on, he had a preacher in the back talking all about God. I mean, it's like he got double dosed, you know.
Yeah, like if someone dies on a deathbed, and right before their deathbed they give their life to Christ, they get a gown of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And in heaven you will be able to tell the difference. But someone who's living for God gets a robe of righteousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Makes sense.
God loves you so much. So much. He has your heart.
Thank God for both robes, because they admire each other. They compliment each other, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
You guys, like Jason said, the show's going to go into podcast in 15 minutes, but we'll stay on the show. So if you don't call in, you won't be able to hear it, but you can definitely hear it in the archives right after the show is over, and you'll be able to hear it. So does anyone have any more words for Tressie? If not, we'll move on to Maya. Maya's rapture-centric, and she lives in the, I forget where, but it's not in the U.S. And then next is Roman. Roman is a Russian 17-year-old guy that lives in England, and he can't seem to get into the chat room, so he inboxed me just now and asked if we could play telephone with him. So So Maya is next. Does anyone have anything more for Tressie?
Yeah, not me.
No. Nope.
You're awesome, Tressie.
Awesome. Absolutely.
He's a loving guy for sure.
Judy, who was next?
Her name is Maya, and she's from
okay.
Denmark. And she's from
okay.
Denmark, and she's wonderful. I posted one of her videos to my likes a long time ago. She was playing a little instrument for God, and she just knows God's coming to get her, and she's very rapture-centric.
You want the phone?
This is so cool that we're communicating with people all over the world right now. We're like being worldwide ministers to each other. Do you guys realize that? You're all worldwide ministers. I mean, this is so exciting.
Oh, it's beautiful, Judy.
Okay.
Thank you for starting this.
I was praying to God. I was like, Lord, what do you want me to say from Maya from Denmark? And I'm driving, and in front of me there's a car, and it says special edition.
Oh, no, it's funny. He just told me that her glorified body is one of the most unique and beautiful ones in heaven.
Beautiful.
There you go. Your
yeah.
edition is special, Maya from Denmark.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You said that you're great and you have great love and tons of love.
Is that you, Eric, or Veronica?
Yeah, it says. It says.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. You said that showed you a great asset to my kingdom.
We will make beautiful music together.
That's really cool, Pat. Are you saying that for Maya?
Yeah, we'll make beautiful music together.
That's so cool, because I heard him telling me that she'll be a musician in heaven.
Yeah. We'll make beautiful music for everyone. Oh, wow. Wow.
Jesus said she is my jewel. She does have a great calling, and she'll be so happy to be here.
Wow.
Yeah,
Jesus said she has a great compassion for others.
I bet she does.
And as far as the instrument goes, I think he got a unique instrument for you.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He will use your talents to delight heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to make a lot of people happy, honey.
Maya the musician, like Dora the Explorer, it's Maya the musician.
Amen.
Maya.
Whoever's texting on their phone might want to mute it.
Yeah, that's kind of a little loud.
I thought someone's going to slap really hard.
Right? That's not me. Not me.
If you're texting right now, you need to stop it.
They can't hear us as they're texting.
They can't hear you.
Oh, that's funny.
Someone's getting slapped multiple times right now.
Somebody
just so you guys,
up for.
Just so you guys know, it was Luco. That's just, there you go.
It was
that.
It was Loco Luco.
No, it, oh,
hey,
no, it was Sarabelle. It was Sarabelle because she's linked to my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarabelle.
Yeah, Sarabelle's always typing.
Okay, let's move on to Roman. Roman is 17 years old, and
wow.
He's a guy, and he lives in England, and he's of Russian descent, and he loves the Lord, and he's rapture-centric, and he can't get in chat. And he can only listen to the radio live for different issues. So he inboxed me, and he wondered if we could play telephone with him. And then when we're done with him, let's go ahead and let Pat give her word that she had about, like, encouraging or something. And then we'll just see what the Lord does from there. But I don't know if Roman's going to be our last guy that we prophesy over. We'll just see what the Lord does for tonight. But so let's get ready to. Lord, we just thank you for
Sarah.
Roman.
Judy, can I get mine, too?
Who are you?
Christine.
We got to do Christine. You got to do Christine.
Yeah.
The Lord's already given me words about her.
So, Christine's word will go into the podcast. So we'll do Roman, we'll do Christine, and then we'll let Pat share her love thing, and then we'll do more as the Lord leads. So okay, so Roman and then Christine. Okay, so God, we just thank you for Roman.
Guys, hold on just one second. Luco is, I have to mute Luco when Sarabelle texts because it interrupts everything. So Sarabelle, if you're listening, when you text, please mute your phone. Otherwise I'm muting Luco who's trying to share words. Please.
Yeah, and Luco will have a good word for Roman. So Father, we just pray for Roman right now that you would touch him in his five senses and you would tickle him and delight him with your pleasure before the wedding. And we pray, God, that he would experience you in a way that he never has before, because so many people of faith are gathering in one place from different states and all over the world to bless him with your heart and with your love for him. So may his life change from this day forward because of what you're about to tell him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I got the strength of the Lord. He has the strength of the Lord immediately. I got strong.
I got brave.
Wow. That's interesting that you guys got strong and brave, because I have to read the chat room because he doesn't have access to the chat room. So it says, Roman, you fight for me. I will give you rest. That was from Law in the chat room. Said, Roman, you fight for me. I will give you rest.
Nay.
So Judy, is he hearing us right now?
Yes, he is hearing us. He is hearing us.
Okay.
Good. Who's clicking?
Okay, seriously. Luco, I don't want to keep Luco muted at all. So please, Sarabelle, don't text or mute your phone when you're texting. Pretty super duper, please. Stop laughing, Elvin.
Wow, my mic is muted and I get blamed for laughing. Wow.
Now that we got that out of the way,
I have warrior for Roman again. Just all this, he's got the armor of God. I see kind of like a, I guess what his name stands for, but, like, he is a soldier for Christ.
Wow, that's amazing you said that.
Soldier.
That's amazing. You said it. The first thing that came to my head when you said Roman was 144, so the first thing God put in my head. So maybe God's revealing that to you right now, brother.
Okay, Roman, I guess don't feel like you're left behind or segregated. He loves you, and don't feel like you're being put last or anything at all.
He loves you so much, and he doesn't keep you away from him, I guess.
Let your testimony be for other young people to bring them into his love.
God said that his pearls will continue on growing for his crown.
He says you've done well being a role model to the people around you, your peers.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tana. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, Leah says, for Roman, lion who stands his ground for me, rest in my love, for your faith is strong. Do not fear for all your trials you have overcome. I give you victory. Rest now and delight in me. And then Sherry also saw that he was a soldier.
Thank you, Leah. Did you just read that?
That was Tana. I just read it. I already read Leah's.
Thank you for catching me on that. I had to go do something, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Roman. Roman, don't feel like he's ignoring you. He's not.
Roman, you're a powerful example for the younger generation, so just keep witnessing to them. Let that be a special mission for you to reach out to these young people, because if you can love God so much at your age, honey, you have a great testimony for young people to bring them in, because the world's got them, and he's going to use you to break that worldliness in them and bring them into his love. So just be powerful with the young people.
Roman,
if you want to hear the rest, you're going to have to hear the podcast in the archive, because the podcast is going to go off the air now, but we'll be back.
Okay.
Sherry says she sees him standing guard at the throne of the king.
Roman, don't think... I mean, people do look up to you, and they're watching your every move, and they see how you're changing, and you're being a big inspiration to them.
Jason, will you unmute Chris?
Say again.
Will you unmute Chris?
Chris has been unmuted.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thanks.
Hello, guys.
Chris,
Just walked in the door, so give me a second here.
Yeah, Chris, can you keep your clothes on for the show, please, Chris?
I will try.
Yeah, we just messed with Chris. Chris
always
comes
to the show
naked.
Chris goes to that church.
Come on,
Chris, you attend that
church?
No,
I don't go to that church. I bring it right here to Rapture Centric.
the whole nakedness, yeah, and playing with my hair. I don't know, buddy.
Well, you got such nice hair, brother. How can he not?
You had a funny one here. My son was telling my mother about our talks on the phone. He says, Dad is, you know, he laughs all the time. They're always laughing about making jokes about God, laughing all the time, and you know, and he says when he's talking to those people that he calls his short-minded believers. And I said, no, Zach. I said, like-minded believers. So, according to my son, we're all short-minded believers.
Oh, gotcha. Tell him I love him.
Evan says he loves you.
The problem is ever since Chris found out that we're getting raptured naked, he decided to just quit wearing clothes until the rapture.
Yeah, I just don't wear clothes anymore.
And we're like, Chris, no, you're getting raptured naked. You don't have to. You can wear your clothes until it gets here. You know,
I figured I'd save God some time so he doesn't have to undress me, you know, and I'm ready to go.
So Chris is taking the whole concept of take me as you are to a different, you know.
That's right.
Take me, man.
That's good, Elvin. That's good.
I don't want to waste any time having to take my clothes off or anything, so I just stay naked.
Oh, okay,
hey, guys, are we done with Roman?
And then
let's do Christina from Alabama. Christina from Alabama. Christina Pina.
Hi.
I got a new one.
Hi, sweetie.
I got a new one. Take me to the rapture naked.
Take me to the rapture naked now.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we can move on. Sorry about
funny.
That. I'm naked now.
Okay, I'll stop.
Oh, no, that's funny.
I'll have to wait another week, you know. I'm telling you, if we have to wait another week, by the end of that week, you guys will all be sitting here through the podcast and everything naked. Everybody will be.
I'm naked.
Just be glad we're not on Skype.
Hey, guys, after we do Christine here, we're going to do communion, and then I don't know if we'll get to any more people, but we'll do communion, and then, you know, I don't know how much time we'll have, but I know Pat needs to give a word about unconditional love or something. So,
yeah.
Father, thank you for Christina Pina and her family. She's a beautiful, wonderful mother, and we ask you to bless her and her husband and her children, Lord. We ask as you speak to us about her that you would tickle her five senses before the wedding, as you've been doing. You've been doing that for her. And giving her lots of stories, like the garbage man story. And we just love Christina, Lord. We ask you to bless her, Christine. Bless her, Lord. And God, tell us what you want us to tell her. Let us hear it loud and clear. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Christine is very, very rare. That's what I got.
This soul is pure delight.
She has a beautiful spirit.
It says that you're going to have a lot of land.
Woohoo!
I saw like fields, but I think I have like a little vision. It's pretty cool.
My lovely daughter, I cherish you.
Oh.
Yeah.
He says she really, really loves me.
Yes.
And he says he loves your energy. Leah says, sow of seed, be prepared to reap your harvest.
Blah in the chat room says, Christina, my lovely daughter, I cherish you.
Beautiful.
Sower of seed, be prepared to reap your harvest, says Leah. And Stacy says, Christina, God loves your energy. God loves your energy. And Tressie Tressmark from Norway said it was an awesome show. He loves the show Telephone for God, and he's waiting to hear it in the archive now since he can't call in. But God bless everybody. I just want to say we're not done with Christine, but I just want to say everybody, God bless you for allowing God to use you like this so effortlessly and for blessing so many people. You're only going to know in heaven, I'm only going to know in heaven, you know, how much this meant to somebody. That we took the time to do this, and I mean, it means a lot to me right now because I'm getting even more hammered, and so I'm excited about that. But
right, got it.
Tressie just wanted to say that in the chat room. So let's keep going. God, keep going with us for Christina.
He just loves you so much.
Christina, flowers.
Flowers?
Christina, yeah. Okay, Christina, Jesus loves himself a lot. And since you are one with him, he loves you too because you are like him.
Amen.
So in loving himself, he's loving you. This is what we're doing is actually a setup by God because we're actually in, getting used to hearing him and tuning into him.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen.
Christine, he has said to me, I don't know how many different ways, but it's all about how much he loves you. From you're his child of light to how much he loves you, you're full of love, you're full of his love.
Yeah, he has really given you love.
Hey, Jason, can you unmute Luco? Jason?
Oh, I'm sorry, I had my own mic muted. No, he fell out. He actually dropped off a bit ago. I was only muting him while I was saying please with the texting thing.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine, but I just wanted to report to you guys that Dustin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I think you're going to find this exciting. 46 minutes ago, a 3.2 earthquake hit again near Georgia, the South Carolina border. I don't know if you felt it, Dustin, but I think it's odd.
Another earthquake in South Carolina.
We were playing again. Hold on, you guys. Go. Let me finish. Okay, let me finish,
near
please.
Near Georgia border.
Okay, so a 3.2 earthquake just hit again near the Georgia, South Carolina border, and we're playing telephone when it happened. Well, we were playing telephone when it happened the other day. Four of us were on the line doing what we're doing now. And then it hit where Dustin lives, and Dustin's whole house shook, and it was a 4.4. So, you guys, God is responding to these prayers. He's responding to this love. God is shaking the earth for his love.
Amen.
He's coming to get his bride. And when God feels this passionate, he can't help but shake the entire earth for us. So we are pleasing our Father. I mean, this is just amazing to me because, I mean, this 4.4 hits Dustin's house. Dustin, that hit your house when we were in the middle of playing telephone, me and Luco and Starbell and Katie. And then
I know, you guys are the ones that did it. You caused it. You guys are powerful.
Yeah, we know that because when it happened, we knew God told us you caused that. And that's because his love, you guys, he shakes and trembles for us. Okay, he cannot wait as much as we want to see him. He cannot wait to come get it. I'm just overwhelmed right now because I can't believe I'm just reading that there was a... So, Dustin, did you feel it?
No, I didn't. I can't believe that just happened. Like, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it on my local news,
shock.
But that is amazing. That is amazing. 40, like, we never get stuff like that.
46 minutes ago, Dustin, a 3.2 hit again near Georgia, South Carolina border, right at the border.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Praise the Lord.
I had 3 days ago, I had an earthquake here, 16 miles from it was only a 2.8, but 16 miles from my house in Pennsylvania, I had an earthquake, and we never, ever get earthquakes here, ever.
Wow.
Hey,
not in New Jersey
hey,
either.
Stacy just pointed out a pretty good point. We're talking about Christine here when we see it too, and Christine's in the Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
wow.
Christ, she
didn't
feel it.
There we go.
Wow.
Amen.
Let's all start doing this. Let's all get this connection right, and let's all do it together. And see if we could shake this rapture up.
Amen.
But I did get a word from Jesus today about when I was just driving. I had to drive to Cleveland to pick up my son. Take a 3-hour drive to pick up my son from his weekend visit with his mom. He goes to see her every other weekend. So I'm driving down the road. And I'm just looking up and I'm praying. And I'm looking at the sky and I'm praying and. It was funny because I thought of M-Bell because I was staring at the sun, but it was behind the clouds, but I could see the outline still. It was like a thin layer of clouds, and I was like, hey, I need to remind Bell that you can look at the sun through the clouds. But I did get a word when I was driving. I was like, you know, Lord, you got to hurry up. I'm looking up, and I'm waiting. You know, I'm like, you just rapture me out of this car seat right now, you know. And He says, be patient, my son. For as long as you have waited, I've waited 1,000 times longer.
No.
So, I mean, if you think about it, we've been waiting for, you know, our lifetimes. He's been waiting for 1,000 lifetimes.
No.
Okay, Christina, thank you, Chris, in the chat room. Christina, can you hear me, honey?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there's words for you. Mia said, sower of seed, be prepared to reap your harvest, Christine. And Heidi says, you are soft clay in his hands. He loves your submissive heart, Christine. And Stacy said, God loves your child heart. And Block in the chat room says, I guess that God loves your smile. He wants to see you smile. And hey, Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
If Dabu77 did a quick video on the earthquake that just occurred, just so you know.
Let me check it out. I'll post it in the chat.
Check them out.
Anybody have any more words for Christina before we do communion and before Pat shares with us?
Well, the one thing that I just keep getting over, and I could tell you like 10 different ways, but all the Lord's saying is how much he loves you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aw, you're so sweet.
I told you had to sit down.
he's shaking the earth for me. I mean, what am I?
Hey,
amen.
You're right, girl.
Wow. You know, Christine, I'm really glad you caught that. I'm really glad you understand that he shook the earth for you because I didn't have a word to give you because I can just feel it. Once again, for some reason tonight, I'm more feeling what God's thinking about people than I am getting words. And
thank you. Exactly.
I feel it, Christine. And God just must feel it, too, because he just had to shake the earth for you, Christine. For you and
there
for
you
your
go,
family,
honey.
For your,
there
for
go,
your
honey.
Heart. You're beautiful, and you're such a blessing to our family. I mean, how
yes.
blessed we are to have you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
yes. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I love you all. You're my family. I just love you all, and I feel his love, and I hope that I could just respond with that same love. I feel so, so blessed and so taken aback. This is one of the best moments ever.
It's our joy, too, honey. It's all family.
That's why God
God bless
together.
You, Christine.
God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Pat and Dustin and Zachary. Thank you,
we
everybody.
Just love you so much.
All right.
Just enjoy the love, sweetie. Just enjoy the love.
Okay.
Let him love on you. Just let him love on you. Just let him love on you. Mm-hmm. You're his.
All glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for the corny joke of the day?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do it. How did God respond to Zachary Wilkerson when Zach asked him, are you coming now?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I have no idea.
Think hard about it. It's a one-word joke, one-word answer.
One-word answer.
Christmas?
I already got it.
He what did he say?
No, I know. He said, now.
Now. That's the word, now, N-O-W.
Now, this is
how
point,
you
this,
spell
here.
It. Jesus, that's how you
that.
Spell it, N-O-W.
This is what he said to him.
Now.
Zach asked God, is he coming now? And God said, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Corny joke of the day.
A joke.
That's the corny one of the day.
That's a good one. Jason, are you able to stay, or do you want someone to close out the show for you? I know you have a lot going on. Do you want to stay?
I don't have anything going on. I'm seriously just exhausted after yesterday, having to take in what everybody said because it flooded in, and I still just haven't settled with it right. So I'm just tired.
Welcome.
But no, I'm fine.
Yeah. Jason, you're seeing from Atlanta. I didn't get to say anything, but I got to tell you, like I told you, like you're like my twin brother. We're the same age and all that. I feel, if I may have a moment to just say, every time I listen or call in or anything, honestly, I love everybody. Like, you have been so welcoming and so embracing. I know it's the spirit of God through you, but the only word that I could think of that every time, like, I turn on and I hear you and Dustin in the morning and, you know, whenever, like, I called the other day and, you know, God just, it was a surge.
I don't know if that's
it was a surge of the spirit. You always have such a surge of the spirit. Like, you are, like, spiritual electricity. And I just want to thank you personally. I'm not saying this is necessarily a word, but I know that God uses us. And I haven't been able to be a part of that last night, but I just had to tell you, thank you so much, because I would have never called in again. It's just not my personality. I'm more, like I told you, to stay, you know, on the sidelines or kind of be behind the scenes, and you just wouldn't allow it. And I just have to say thank you, because I would have missed out on so many blessings and so much love from this family, but he used you, and I'm thankful from the bottom of my heart that you helped me to connect, because he used you to bring me out of my shell. So thank you.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.
I love you.
That's awesome.
It was tough because this morning I was still spiritually hungover, and I'll go real quick here because I know people want to hear these words, but last night I was really tired because I'd done a bunch of two shows a day and whatnot, and I was telling Pat this morning, I think Chris was on with us too, and I was like, could you imagine if I would have missed last night's show? You know, and that's why I struggled tonight. I was like, you know, I wanted a night off, and I was like, you miss so much of the spirit and so much of God's love when we do this. And Christine, all praise the Lord, but you fill me with so much light, and I feel the Holy Spirit when you tell your stories. And I think I told Judy the other day, I could listen to you tell me about what you did when you went grocery shopping that day, because you're so excited. And it's amazing. Aww. But God bless you, and I thank you. And
I love you, brother. I love you.
Love you too, sister.
We love you, sweetie.
Wow. And can you feel the love tonight?
It is where we are.
Who's leading communion?
Yeah, someone's going to lead communion. I don't think we're playing telephone anymore. I think communion, I don't know. You guys decide, because I have to get off the phone, but I'm going to listen to it in podcast. Because I have to go feed my kids again. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have to go. So I love you guys. And...
Hey, we love
Judy,
you too, honey.
Judy, you have to do it.
Stop eating. I'm telling you, we're going to have an intervention.
She's going to cook dinner. Chris. Then she's going to serve it. Then she's going to ask John, do you want some more?
I have to go feed the spoiled brat. I love you guys. We're going to do communion right now when I get off the phone, but I'm doing it with you guys in spirit, and I'll see you guys in the air. Bye.
Love you, Judy. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Bye. I remember at the age of 3, I was making my own bottle.
He heard that. I didn't get it. I heard.
Oh, she's still on the phone. Darn it.
Go ahead, Elvin. I'll never answer your FaceTime call. You don't call me anyway anymore.
Yeah, no, I haven't been calling because
hey,
I see you.
None of you call me.
I haven't been calling because I see you do another FaceTime videos with someone else. So I guess someone took my place.
That's right.
I'm
the new Elvin. I don't have any cool ass.
I thought that was just our own little thing, but I guess not.
I just think it's so high tech, you know.
Well, when we
put
our movies together, it's a big budget. Okay, here, guys, if you want to do communion, if you guys didn't have it already set up before, I can lead communion. I was thinking maybe Elvin could lead us in prayer afterwards because he had the most beautiful prayer last night.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, cool. Man.
Just let me know, man, because I'm driving, man. I don't have the bread, but I have some Pringles.
Yeah.
I don't have bread to do communion, but I got Pringles with me, man.
There
that
you
works,
go. Pringles will work.
Those aren't even filled chips, so I think it works.
Oh, my goodness.
I got retractors, man.
All right, you guys ready?
Go ahead.
Go for it.
All right. With communion. All right. When we talk about when I do communion, I always try to remember the Lord's grace and mercy and his forgiveness, faithfulness. We see that in the show. We see God's love pouring out in everybody that called in tonight, even though I was only here for half of it. Just to hear the love from the body of Christ is beautiful. So I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes back." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. It's you, brother. Elvin?
Yeah, hold on. I'm pulling over. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm ready. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this wonderful gathering, the wonderful brothers and sisters and siblings, and everyone you have touched and everyone that you have used to touch others, Father God. I thank you so greatly, Jesus, on this beautiful day, Lord God, because everything you create is beautiful. Every human here, although they may not think, Lord, they're beautiful, Lord God. For you make everything glorious. So what are we, Lord Jesus? We are glorious in you, Father. And I thank you for each individual here. I thank you for the laughter, the wonderful joy, Lord God, the peace. Lord, the slaying, the drunkenness that you give your people, Father. I thank you for all and everything you have given us, Lord God, from the air to breathe, from the water to drink, all the foods, clothes, roof, Lord God. Love between our siblings, Lord Jesus. Encouragement, passion, Lord God. For everything is you, everything is of you, everything is about you, Lord God. And as we lift you up, Lord God, where you belong, Jesus, in your throne, the name above all names, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, just a bliss just to get to even say your name, Lord Jesus. So beautiful. Thank you for being in all of us. Thank you for every, Lord God, every person that you have given the salvation to, Lord God, a free gift, Lord Jesus, that we have all taken and partake until your glorious rapture, until your glorious return, Lord Jesus. I cannot wait, and I know you cannot wait even more, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, where we're going to finally be united and you're finally going to have us with you, your joy. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we all pray, and the church says,
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Wonderful
love.
Prayer, brother. You know, I was thinking instead of, you know, I should have been paying more attention to other things of Elvin, but if you want, we can make Judy jealous. Me and you get together FaceTime a whole bunch, make some videos.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We're not, no talking about my hair and how luscious it is, all right?
I can't promise that, brother. I can't. You can't have that beautiful head of hair and expect me to keep quiet about it.
See? See, I'm not the only one, Elvin.
This is getting strange.
Pat, didn't you say you had something you wanted to read that Judy was talking about?
Just something, just quick here. It says, Jesus said, I will make known that the measure of my love and mercy for fallen souls is limitless. I want to forgive them. It rests me to forgive. I am ever there, waiting with boundless love till souls come to me. Let them come, nor be discouraged. Let them not be discouraged. Let them fearlessly throw themselves into my arms. I am their Father. So that's for everybody questioning out there how much they're loved.
Amen.
The trolls out there. You know, the mercy is just... I can't make souls realize enough that don't be afraid. Just throw yourself in your greatest shortcomings, he says. Throw yourself into my arms. Don't wait till you're pleased with yourself. Just throw yourself into my arms. I came to heal and restore. Just talk to him. Just tell him, you know. Don't let fear keep you away from him. It's so unnecessary. You know, he wants to forgive. He's so rich in mercy. Yeah. So I thought that was just anybody questioning out there how merciful he is, you know. And
I just want to say, guys, there's 9 callers out there on that are still on here. So if you
bring
guys are having something to share or bring up, this is the time. Crickets. What's that?
I said it's Tana from California, and I'm just listening.
All right, just making sure. Sometimes it's hard to get a word in.
Speaking of Elvin. Speaking of Elvin.
The naked rapture.
Thank you, Jason.
God bless you guys. You know, I woke up this morning, and I never wake up. Usually when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, Lord, we're still here another day. And today I woke up, and for whatever reason, just thought the rapture would be today. And I felt really good today. I've been tired. And it's just, I'm actually just spiritually drained, just from last night's deal. And
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that I walked away, and then the Lord was like, you know, Lord, is this true? Every single bit of it, you know, just I didn't even hesitate. And, you know, it's so amazing. And, you know, we love the Lord. We know the Lord loves us. But to hear everybody come together on this stuff and tell each other what the Lord's thinking and saying and stuff, maybe that he's telling you that you're not hearing because you don't think that that's what he'd say to you, is absolutely phenomenal.
He loves it. He loves telling us.
Amen. Yeah, that was awesome.
He loves telling us. He wants us to know. He wants us to be encouraged. Encourage each other. How much he loves us.
Yeah. It's just nice to hear. You know, you hear about the Lord loving you, and your spirits. You mean, it's like with the communion thing. I don't. You know, it's so weird to me that I feel the Holy Spirit now all the time when we do communion. And you know, last night when Pat was being, when everybody was referring to Pat in the prayer and giving it to her, I was so excited for her because I knew she was blushing. She's just a sweet lady. And I was filled with the Spirit knowing that she was just over there taking it all in and feeling the Lord's love. And it's I mean, you're blessed from hearing it. You're blessed from just being a part of it, too. It's amazing.
I know. And he loves doing this. He wants us to know. I mean, we must be getting close because he's telling us what we're going to do up there. So how close is close?
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like, I can speak on that. Like, he just keeps giving me personal words of heaven when I'm doing it. Like, he doesn't even talk about earth anymore. Like, he's just like, so I'm talking about heaven right now. You're going to be doing this, this, and this, this, and this. I'm like,
yes.
What about right now?
You want to fly, Lord.
Zach, this is Christine. Can I ask you a question? Are you the one that said you saw land?
I saw you. I saw a lot of land, like lots of land. Like, it was like a little small vision. I just saw, like, this beautiful grass. It was from heaven, I know. Because I've seen it in one of my dreams before. It was like the grass was alive. It was weird.
That's true.
Yeah. It was like a panorama of just land. I don't know what that means.
Okay, yeah, I heard you say that, and I just wanted to, you know, ask about that. That's cool.
Do you like horses or anything?
With me. All you city slickers can keep your mansions in the townhouses. And
just hey, guys.
Beach,
hey, Chris,
baby.
Can I have your mansion, too?
Hey, guys.
Sure.
Hey, who's trying to get through there?
This is Reina. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Reina.
Hey.
There's someone we left out. Her name is Heidi Ray. She's in the chat room. Judy tell us to continue for her because she told me blah. But you in the chat room, I mean on the phone, if you can have a word for her, she's listening to you.
Oh. I know Rick and Veronica wanted a word as well.
Okay.
Veronica had one last night, so Heidi, she did not have, and she had a dream last night who really make her shake this morning. So if we can do that for her, it's going to be appreciated. Heidi, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Can you share your dream?
So,
can you hear me?
Yes, sweetheart.
Yeah, we can hear you.
It actually wasn't a dream. I actually, the Lord, it was, I'm on the East Coast, and the Lord woke me up around 5:30-ish, and I just sensed his presence physically and the peace and the calm, and immediately I was like, take me, Lord, take me, I want to go. And then it subsided. And I was awake enough that I got out of bed, and I'm walking around. I'm looking out the window. I got on my computer, and I saw Judy's Left Behind LB video.
Ooh.
And it just, I was like, no. Why didn't he take me?
He's going to take you, sweetie. Trust me, he's going to take you. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, so I don't hear the Lord's voice, but I've been saved for 25, 26 years, and I've had a close walk with him. And, you know, intuitively I hear him, and I hear him through his word, and I hear him in my thoughts, but I've only ever heard a short sentence audible voice, and that was probably about 20 years ago. So, but I love the Lord, but see, so that had me doubting. So I had to sit down and I had to like go through my life and okay, Lord. And then I felt really bad because, you know, I looked at some of Judy's videos later in the day and I thought, oh my word, I'll bet you he woke me up just to be with someone at that time in the morning.
Oh, he does.
And I was so full of myself. I missed that. Because when I went to bed the night before, the last thing I remember saying before I fell asleep was, Lord, how are you?
Aww.
So it's just it's heavy on my heart today, you know, and I've just been praying and loving him. And,
yes,
but,
don't be
but,
stressed. Don't be
but
stressed.
Absolutely blessed that I didn't miss it.
No, we're still here, sweetie. You got company. But we're very hopeful.
Oh, well, I've been listening to you guys, and I love Zach, your videos, Carter, Luco. Luco almost called you to learn how to hear the Lord's voice better. But I, you know, I've just really enjoyed the fellowship that you guys have been having, and my little jolt today is probably what jolted me to enter in today. So
thank you for all your stories
you shared, and encouragement, and I can't wait to see this too.
I know. Amen.
Heidi, I have a word for you. This is Chris. He says your steadfastness makes me smile. It keeps me happy. Your faith will be rewarded greatly. Your unwavering loyalty to me is pleasing to me.
That's all.
I just, you keep
thanks,
him happy.
Chris. Oh, thanks, Chris.
Amen.
Yeah, you keep him happy. That's for sure. He loves
he
being with you.
He just told me, he was like, I love spending time with you last night when you were sleeping.
He what?
He loved spending time with you when you were sleeping last night.
Oh, Jack, thank you.
He says it meant a lot to him.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
He says he's going through a lot.
I've been actually the last couple weeks, actually, just wanting to hear him more, you know, and just praying. And
honey, just picture him and say, Jesus, hold me in your arms. I need to be held. Hold your bride. Just tell him that. I mean, he loves it when we talk like that to him. Just tell him, say, I need you to hold me, Jesus. Just hold me. I need a hug. I need to be held.
That's so true. He really does.
Oh, I need him. He knows I need him. I need him every second.
Amen, girlfriend. Amen.
Hold on, somebody's trying to get in here.
I'm just saying, Heidi, are you reading the chat room as well? Because there's stuff in the chat room.
Yes. Now I'm looking now. Oh. Promises are true. I get to hear
Jack,
yo,
did the Lord have more to say through you? Or that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, he probably does. I was busy doing laundry. Let me be quiet and listen. He says that you're beautiful. That she has a great heart. He wants you to know you have a special surprise here.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my goodness. I just can't wait for heaven.
Amen,
and
girlfriend.
And he wants you to know that you have double what you think. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
I don't know what that means either, but it sounds wonderful.
You'll find out.
Whatever you're thinking, double it. There you go.
Oh, he loves you, sweetheart. Just ask him to hold you. Just ask him to hold you, and you'll feel his presence holding you. Believe that. Believe that, you know.
Hold on, I'll read. Heidi, Leah has one in chat here. He says, how could you think that I would forget you, daughter? You have walked with me so long. I cannot wait to be with you. I delight in you. I love your laugh and your smile. Be patient. I am coming for you. But rest assured, I could never leave you, my beloved.
There you go.
That's
sweet.
What a poet.
Yes, he is. He's fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh.
Oh, my. You're blessed, sweetheart. Just let him love you. Let him hold you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for letting me enter in, guys, on my
of course, sweetheart. Your family.
Oh.
You know, you're loved.
Mm.
And you help us, too. You know,
you're
grow
part of the
cult
now.
Oh, you guys are such encouragers. I love listening to you.
Oh, you help us too, sweetie. Just to know that thrilled me just to hear you say that he was, you know, right there. I mean, we need that. We need to hear that. That is so beautiful.
Mm. I thought he was taking me and then he stopped.
He's warming us up. Getting us ready.
But I had to keep
getting more diverse.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, I see this from Leah. Call Luca. I will call him.
Yes, I have a feeling you should. Talk to him about that.
Yeah. I have a noisy I have a noisy mind, you know, a busy mind, so it's
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to him all day long, but I have to train myself to listen.
Oh, I hear you. Amen. Yes, ma'am. We're talking all day there. And listening. And sometimes you just look at each other. You don't say anything.
Yeah.
So much love. In the silence, there's so much love. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, thank you for your encouragements and your words from the Lord. That is sweet.
That really was.
I wish you could have seen me this morning. That was a rough morning.
Yeah, if you thought you were left behind, jeepers creepers.
Yeah.
That's scary, honey. That's scary. You ain't left behind, darling. We're still here with you.
Well, she starts that video out with, if you're listening to this video right now, you're probably...
No, that this wasn't for you. No, that was not. You didn't need to see that. No, that isn't for you, baby. That's not for you.
But I have so much enjoyed all the videos, really. I've been following
you. They're darling.
For months.
What a sense of humor this one has. Judy, she's incredible. She's just so real and just so into God, and she's teaching us how to be so into God too and just relax with him and just be sincere and loving and just love, you know. Love and trust, you know. And
yeah.
He's there.
She's quite a mom. Quite a mom, and what a gift John has.
Everything. I mean, just... I'm learning just to unwind more and not, you know, you don't have to be so rigid and everything. You just kind of let loose and laugh. And I haven't laughed this much in I don't know how long, you know. And take fear away, you know. Just love. Just love them. Love each other. We help each other. We build each other up, you know.
Yeah.
Everything that we're sharing, you know, it's bringing us closer to him in greater confidence. In greater confidence, you know.
Was there someone else? There was someone else that wanted a word?
Did I hear somebody say Veronica?
I guess she had one yesterday, but Erica and Veronica kept on chat saying, us too, we want a word, us too. So I don't know if they were on the...
Jason, you still here? Jason? But I think Jason left us again tonight.
You're kidding. Not
fade out again.
Oh, no, we can't be the only ones on again.
He did it again.
Are you serious? Is anybody else out there? Hello?
I'm
here, but my phone is dying.
Oh.
Okay, are you satisfied, Heidi?
Still here.
Yes, I'm still here, Heidi.
Mm. Everyone is finished with Heidi?
I'm sorry, what?
Everything. Did someone have another word for Heidi?
Oh.
Does anyone have any more words for Heidi?
For Heidi?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Just keep asking to be in his arms. Let him hold you.
I will.
He loves that. He loves that. Just keep saying, say, Jesus, I need a hug. Just tell him. He wants you to tell him, I need a hug. I want to love. I just want to hold you.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah. He's with you every day, every second. He's always looking at you, sweetheart. How could he not be? He loves you so much. You know, I get more of sometimes feelings more than words. Like Judy said, it's like just something in your spirit that you feel. You can't quite put it in words, but the love is there. I mean, he loves you, honey. He loves you.
Yeah, I feel his love, and I feel the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And I just wanted to go deeper. That's all.
Yeah. You know what I just had a picture of? You standing in your room and just reaching your hands out and saying, you know, Jesus, I love you. Just come give me a hug. He wants you to do that. He wants you to reach out and say, Jesus, give me a hug. I want to hug you. He wants that from all of us, but he's saying that to you because, you know, just do that. Just say, Jesus, I want to hug. I want to love you. You know, I love you. Just simple.
I will do that.
Boy, the gesture alone of doing that. Woo-wee.
I usually put on a worship CD, too, as I'm drifting off to sleep. So
yes.
Just worship him as I point to bed.
Yeah. In heaven, when he walks with me, he's going to have earplugs in because I never shut up. You know, he's going to be so sick of it.
No, he won't have earplugs. That's music to his ears.
No, Pat, you never talk.
No, because I'm being very respectful and polite and giving others a chance because, honey, if I get going, I would never shut up. But I have to realize there's other people on the line. You know, this is not my talk show. It's everybody's talk show. But I have tons of stuff to share with you guys, but it's got to be done in increments out of respect for others online.
Show,
oh, no, I have stuff forever.
Pat-centric.
Yeah, no, I could talk forever. Oh, you don't know. Poor Jesus. But he loves it. He loves it if we talk to him nonstop, you know. Just got to shut up once in a while and let him talk to you, you know.
That's it. That's what I got to learn.
There's a joke about Adam and Eve, and Adam said, he said, you forgot the duct tape, Lord. She doesn't shut up. Or take the other rib and make another Eve so I can get some rest, you know, they can talk to each other. There's so many cute jokes like that, you know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, women. God created woman. Oh, boy, where's the duct tape? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's true. We don't shush off. If it isn't recipes, it's talking about kids, or it's talking about this or that, or what you did at the laundromat or the supermarket. We just don't shut up. But Jesus is, he's there. He'll listen to you, you know. You know, if you want to tell him about what you did at the laundromat or anything else. He's such a gentleman.
Respecter of persons, yep.
Yeah, he wants to hear every little thing. Take him along. Come on, Lord, we're going to go shopping.
Okay, so we got Veronica next. Let's get some words on her.
Oh, beautiful. It's a beautiful soul.
And she's
thank
still
you, guys.
She loves the Lord with all her heart.
Is Veronica still on the phone?
Oh, Veronica, he said he loves to rest in your heart. Like he wants to rest in you and just feel your love and your sweetness. Like, just talk to him all day, honey. Just again, you know, tell him you love him, and he loves to rest in your heart. You're just such a special joy to him. You know, he knows you're his. Oh, boy. He knows you're his, honey. Let him rest in your heart. You know,
just
look at you all day. Don't just look at you all day. Just rest in your heart. Give your heart
Jesus
to him for a resting
me,
place.
Like, she has a glorious anointing waiting upon her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he wants to rest
any
in your heart.
Any second now, Veronica. Any second now.
Ooh, I'm getting chills. Oh,
you
oh dear me.
By an anointing.
What kind of anointing did you say, though?
I don't know. He just said he had a glorious anointing.
Oh, a glorious anointing. I didn't hear the glorious part.
Just let him rest in your heart. He just loves to spend time with you. I know. Let him rest from the worries of the world. You know, just let him rest in your heart and tell you his sorrows and be a consoling spouse to him. You know, really. Really, that's special. That's special. Just be in his heart, you know, and you be in his, let him be in your heart. Let him rest in your heart.
What
kind of noises tonight, guys?
Yeah? Who's Zach? Pat? Who?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was.
Sounded like a jackpot.
I don't know what that is. Well. Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Yeah. Okay, hi. Anybody else out there?
I'm here.
Oh, who else? That's 921.
The others may have muted because of the noise background, I don't know.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm so froggy with the throat, I can't get rid of the...
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's sending. You should get it any minute.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it.
All right.
Anyone else have any? I don't know if Veronica's on the phone. Anyone else have anything for Veronica?
No, there's only about four of us on the phone.
Just about four of us.
Yeah, I think
I'm
gone.
I'm praying, but I'm pretty new at this.
Oh, that's okay.
How's your laundry coming, Zach?
Say what?
How's your laundry coming?
Oh, it's already folded and everything is good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I forgot about it. I left it in there. I was like, what? Wow.
Zoom into
what?
It.
Oh,
I
you're
am.
Enjoy it, brother.
You said my arms were finished this morning.
All right. I forgot what color they were, so I just added that.
That is sick, though. Like, what? You have good photoshopping skills, but that's really good.
Thanks.
Jesus has told me even better than that.
Oh, definitely. That's nothing near it.
When does Jesus say he's coming? Today? Do you want to come back to get us?
N-O-W.
He wanted to come get us a month ago.
Yeah,
That's true.
Daddy was, didn't want him to, though.
Well, I know he won the argument, so I'm just, we're just all waiting, patiently.
Yeah. I guess his today lasts a month, I guess, is what I'm understanding.
Okay.
So like every day that goes by is like maybe an hour or half hour to him or so.
Hmm.
So that's why we're still getting. That's why we're still getting today now.
Mhm.
Hmm. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And he loves this radio show. I'll tell you. Reaching souls, making them think. This is great.
It does know how to love in this radio show. Nothing but love. That's really good.
Oh, I know. And God loves us doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. We're reaching souls. All over. Making them think. The ones who need thinking.
about how much they're loved. You know?
I watched today's video this morning. I was like, not the same feeling of being left behind, Heidi, but I was like, whoa, the Lord is really sad. He's really sad.
Aww.
I got that from today's video. I was like, wow.
Who just laughed? Did someone just laugh?
No, it might have been my laptop. I was watching the video.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to go. This is Heidi. I'm going to head out. I have to, my husband just wandered away, so I'm going to go find him now. And, But I really enjoyed.
Can't let him wander on his own.
Okay, we love you, sweetie. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Somewhere in the house. Yeah, I will. I will check in again. I really enjoyed listening to you guys, and it was.
We love
quite,
speaking
quite
to you.
A blessing to come out of my stalker closet. So.
We love you,
God
sweetie.
God bless you all. Love you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon, baby.
Bye.
Okay. Good night,
bye,
honey. Oh wow. Let's put precious souls on this line. I mean, this is just so great, you know, to feel all the love and the camaraderie and just, it's so great.
Yeah, great.
It's so great that we all have each other and encourage each other, you know. My whole life is different now just from talking to you guys, it really is. It's just to feel the love and the sincerity of everything is so, it's such a gift. You know, it's just
rejuvenating for me, that's for sure.
Oh, it is. It's rejuvenating, absolutely. It's just, you know, I'm happy. I'm happier than I've ever been because I have this wonderful family, you know. It's you guys. You know, you lift everybody up. We lift each other up. And Jesus loves us too, you know.
Yeah, just as a comment. I want to thank you all for the word.
We were sent here to help.
In the Lord, we were sent here to help. It's His love. Family. Boy, something's happening, I'll tell you.
All right, well, this is Tana. I now have to do my laundry, so.
Okay.
Thank you all for the blessings that you gave me today.